the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The most comforting image in the Christian church has to be this image of the good shepherd with his sheep. It is an image that conjures up a great sense of comfort and a great sense of solace, seeing the majestic good shepherd over his beloved sheep. Now, the reason why this image is so tremendously comforting is because we know that the shepherd is actually good. He cares for the flock. Truly, it is most reassuring for you and for me to know that the good shepherd has our backs when the going gets tough. With all that said, though, it is not right when this image does not include the good shepherd. In other words, if we had an image of a flock of sheep with a meager hired hand, well, this whole image is simply ruined. A flock with some no-name hired hand displaces comfort and security is lost. The reason why? We all know that a hired hand does not care for the sheep as the good shepherd cares for the sheep. Like a deadbeat dirtbag dad, a hired hand is only there for the money and the good times, but runs away. He runs away when the going gets tough. If a wolf were to come and leap on the sheep, well, the hired hand, he would tuck tail and run away, leaving the sheep to their own demise. You see, the hired hand really has no concern for the sheep. They do not matter to him. Why should they? He is not their shepherd, and frankly, he is a coward in the face of doubt and trouble. This comforting image is also ruined, my friends, when it does not include the good shepherd, but a wicked shepherd in his place. Otherwise stated, a flock with a wicked shepherd is just not right either, for the wicked shepherd is not there to seek the lost sheep or bind up their wounds and strengthen them, but is only there to feed his own belly. The wicked shepherd is a false shepherd who rules with harshness and force. Furthermore, when the sheep least expect it, he shaves them down for their wool, for his own warmth. He drinks their milk for his own strength, and then he roasts these little lambs over the hot coals of the fire for the stomach's satisfaction. Tragically, my friends, there are many people in our world today, many in our world that have left the Christian faith because of spineless, cowardly hired hands and wicked false shepherds who have played the role of the good shepherd. That is to say, thousands upon thousands of people have left the church and sworn never to beckon the door of the church again because they have been spiritually abused by hired hands and false shepherds, those who are in religious authority positions in the church. Sadly, these wounded sheep were either abandoned when the going got tough or were plundered and abused. Rather than being moved from unbelief to belief in Christ, these individuals were moved from what little faith that they had, as they were either left by the hired hand to be food for the wild beasts or exploited by false shepherds. so that they could be food for the wicked shepherd's belly. Lord, have mercy on these individuals, for they were wounded not by the good shepherd, but by counterfeit shepherds. Unfortunately, this beloved image of the sheep with their good shepherd has been polluted, my friends. It has been polluted and ruined throughout every generation and throughout every continent. Indeed, when the flock, that is the church, does not have the good shepherd, but a spineless hired hand or a wicked false shepherd, things are poisoned and the sheep are scattered into desolate places, or these sheep run into the mouths of wolves. With all this stated, though, how does the church, that is you, the church, that is you, the church, how do you know when you are listening to the voice of a hired hand or the voice of a false wicked shepherd? How does the flock throughout every generation and throughout every various geographical location know if it is following a hired hand or a wicked false shepherd? The answer is that it is evident. It really is. It is evident in the teachings and lives of the hired hands and the wicked shepherds. Indeed, it is evident in the teaching and the lives of these spineless hired men or wicked false shepherds. However, and this is a big however, many sheep, unfortunately, do not care or would rather turn a blind eye for the sake of keeping apparent peace within the flock. Dear Christians, do not become lethargic. Yes, do not become lethargic. Do not become deaf. Do not let yourself be led astray by the voice of a hired hand or a wicked shepherd if and when they appear in your lives. Do not let the wool be pulled over your eyes, and do not be so easily deceived. You know the voice of the good shepherd. Therefore, do not be fooled by the voice of frauds. Yes, as a dear Christian flock, you must always demand to hear the voice of the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. For without Christ's word, it is only a matter of time before the wolves come and you will soon be devoured. Now, this is how it works. A hired hand serves the flock only as long as he can get a paycheck. He is there for his own personal gain and will stay the course as long as it is comfortable. However, this hired hand will shamefully flee and leave the flock when he hears the wolves growling in the distance, and he will be silent and leave the sheep without a green pasture when any amount of uncomfortable conflict emerges. Furthermore, a hired hand will preach and teach only for his own glorification. The hired hand is greedy and is never satisfied with what God daily provides. Even if he would preach God's word for the sheep's nourishment, it would only be there until the wolves would threaten him. At the first sign of intimidation or when he sees the wolves, he is gone and the word is gone with him. On the other hand, wicked false shepherds are really no better off and probably worse. They may preach well, they may smile brightly, they may seem friendly and look like a good shepherd, but underneath this deception, they do not preach God's word. They actually teach the opposite of God's word. They make many rules and keep few. What is built up by God's word, they actually tear it down with their own aspirations and their own ideologies or the ideologies of the present age. What is planted by God's word, they uproot, they mutilate, and they destroy, so that they can ascribe salvation to human works and man-made philosophies. These false and wicked shepherds are all about cutting down faith and making the flock serve their needs and their desires and their aspirations. Now let it be perfectly clear. Both hired men, yes, hired hands, and false wicked shepherds do not preach and teach the word of God, but preach and teach the opinions of mankind. They cover their false doctrine with slobbering talk and fickleness. They will threaten to get their way, and they will sweet talk to get their way as well. They are against the integrity and the truth of the Bible because their moral compass is not attached to God's word, but their own bellies and the blowing wind of culture. And so they are not the good shepherd, but evil. St. Paul actually says that these hired men and false shepherds are enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end will be their destruction. So, what does all this mean for you and for me? You and I mustn't forget that we are Christians. You and I are the sheep of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. You and I know the Good Shepherd's voice. You and I believe and trust and hear the Good Shepherd's voice. You and I know the doctrines of Christ. You and I know Jesus' word. Therefore, you and I must repent of the times. We must repent of the times where we have listened to the voice of a hired hand or the voice of a false shepherd, for they are everywhere. They are everywhere, speaking into our ears through every media venue imaginable. Yes, my friends, repent. Repent of the times where you have dismissed the word of God, the words of Jesus, for the words of false shepherds and hired hands. Repent of not endeavoring to listen to Jesus' voice. Repent of listening to every voice blowing in the wind of culture other than the word of God, the Good Shepherd. Repent of your wandering hearts and your desires to leave the God that you love. Repent, you and me. Yes, today we repent. We repent and hear the voice of the true Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. A voice that says to you in clarity and in truth, a voice that says to you this, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired hand and the false wicked shepherd are not real shepherds. The sheep mean nothing to them. They see the wolf coming and they run from it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. The sheep don't matter to them. However, I am your shepherd, the good one. You shall not want. I make you lie down in green pastures. I lead you by still water. I restore your soul. I lead you in the paths of righteousness. Even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall not fear evil, for I am with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort you. Dear baptized saints, our Lord Jesus Christ is not like the wicked shepherd or the spineless hired hand. He cares for you. He is also not like the false shepherd and the hired hand, for he does not run from the wolves. He is not spineless, and he is not wicked. Truly, our good shepherd, he cares for you, and he goes after the wolf. When the wicked shepherd and the hired hand, when they scurry away with their flimsy, weak, wimpy, sissy, cowardly spines, our Lord Jesus Christ, he does the exact opposite. In fact, he lunges at the wolf and he places himself between you and the hungry wolf. Indeed, Christ laid down his life for you and for me. He put his body between you and the wolf of death. He allowed himself to be devoured by the jaws of death at the cross. He was chewed up and put into death's stomach, the tomb, for you and for me. Now, when the wolf of death howls, though, it is not in victory, but it is a howl of defeat, for Christ Jesus could not be contained in death's stomach. Christ came forth out of death, out of the tomb, for he not only laid down his life for you and for me, but he took it up again in victory, bursting death into pieces. Therefore, dear blessed baptized saints, your good shepherd lives and reigns for you today. The jaws of death could not keep him down. The stomach of death could not digest him. You, dear flock, you shall not fear. Christ did not run, and he did not flee, but he destroyed the jaws. Yes, he destroyed the jaws of the wolf of death, and he silenced the wolf's threatening cry, and he lives for you today. Jesus is your good shepherd. You belong to him. He seeks the lost. He brings back the strain. He binds up the injured. He strengthens the weak. He accomplished this at Mount Calvary and fulfills it in you through his precious and powerful word and sacraments. He is not spineless. He is not spineless like a hired hand. He is not wicked like the wicked shepherd, but he is your shepherd, the good shepherd of the sheep. In the name of the risen and victorious Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionguinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.